Good morning, everyone. Well, yes, it's not Jason Winton today. My name's Cass Shosted, representing the R&W Plus Property Management team. Looking forward to jumping on this morning and having a bit of a chat with everyone. I can see a few people have jumped on. Justin, good to see you again. I think it was only a few weeks ago we were chatting about your property. Chris is on. Kayla as well, one of our own property managers actually jumping on today, which is really cool. But look, I knew Wednesday morning I was jumping on and the first thing I wanted to do was grab a coffee. So I hope you've got yours ready to go this morning. And today, we wanted to talk all about all things property management and particularly over the last 6 to 12 months, what's been happening in the marketplace, where things are at today and, what opportunities out there for the rest of 2024. Something, we've been saying a lot of coaching a lot of clients at the moment around property management is the tagline there, keep you safe, make you wealthy. And I want to just have a brief chat today about what that's about. Morning, Bunty, good to see you jumping on. Won't be long till your property comes online, which is awesome. So today, bit of context to sort of who I am, what I've been doing, 13 years within the industry, helping clients all around particularly the East Coast of Australia, leased more than 1,000 properties in my time, seen it all, seen the highs, seen the lows, and over those years, you learn a thing or two. And what I would say to you guys, I'm a bit data-driven. I've got some things today to show you about sort of how we've maybe arrived where we are today in terms of rents and all that comes with it, I suppose. And so, yeah, today is all about rents in particular. The marketplace there. So let's set the scene a little bit here. Now I'm going to bear with me as I play around with some new tech here. I've got Warren in the background helping me as well. But I just want to set the scene to sort of where things are at because I've got a bit of a rant later and I thought I'd use this platform to have a bit of a rant and let you guys know what's annoying me at the moment and sort of maybe we can solve some problems together. So hopefully this works. I wanted to give you guys a snapshot into some vacancy rates. Most of you guys have known this. I know myself and Justin, who's online today. Obviously, we've been chatting about this and in some of his properties as well. So what I want to highlight on this screen here, folks, if you look at sort of January 2024 vacancies, 32,000 properties available across the country, the new data that was released at the end of February is showing 30,000 properties available, right? So the vacancy rates dropped again. And you'll sort of see there, if you look at some capital cities, obviously like Perth and Adelaide, we're talking 0.5%, if not lower there. So it's incredibly, there's incredibly low supply at the moment. So I just want to make it very, very clear, where that sits in relation to that. The biggest thing we want to talk to you about today, I guess, is, average rent. Now, I've pulled some data from SQM Research in relation to average rents. Back in 2020, right, COVID hit, it was a bit weird. There was lockdowns, there was all sorts of things. And, the average price for a house, obviously, across the country was around $450. And today, new data for March 2024 is showing $690. That's an increase of what, $240, I think, if my math is correct. Huge, huge numbers, right? So set the scene. So low supply, vacancy rates obviously low. We can certainly see a significant increase, 10, 20 plus percent growth across various marketplaces in the country. And so when you sort of add all that up together, team, you get to this point here where you see some really good outcomes and then there's some things that really annoy me and that's why I want to sort of rant about a little bit today. And so, I'm using Pallara as an example and we could probably pick out a range of different suburbs and marketplaces in Australia. But the one thing that I think us as investors, landlords, conversations that you can have with your property managers today is your rents. Now, some would say, yes, there's been 10, 20 plus percent growth in the marketplaces and the market has done the heavy lifting. And I would certainly agree that that has been the case as per some of the data we've just seen. There's some opportunities here, some listings here that I picked out and sort of saw, okay, well, this is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage home, same suburb, effectively the same sort of design and attributes there. Renting for $665, $700 per week in the month of January this year and leased relatively quick. So that was all nice and well. Some would say, yep, that could be the marketing doing the job. That could be the agent's negotiation. That could be just the marketplace, the low supply into the marketplace. And there's probably a combination of those things, and we're not going to get into how to successfully lease a property today. We might save that for a future episode. But the one thing I wanted to highlight today, in the same month, I can get this working. There we go. In the same month, in the same suburb, a same four-bedroom home is also leasing at $615 and $630 per week. Does anyone in the chat want to put in there what obviously the difference in rent is? You know, $615 being the lowest figure in January, and then obviously upwards of $700. We're talking around $85 a week from the lowest lease property to one of the really good outcomes there at $700 per week. And you know, it's quite alarming. What makes one property, effectively a bedroom home in the same suburb, lease for $85 a week more? Now, the opportunity, I guess, and I've seen this probably for the last 18 months in particular with all this growth. Tell me in the chat, has anyone heard? I wrote three things down. Anyone tell me in the chat if you've heard this before, or maybe you've said it yourself. I haven't had a rent review recently. A property manager said, I've got a good tenant, so we shouldn't increase the rent. And the property manager says, hey, increase it $10 per week. And then you realize your neighbor got $60 per week. In this case, $85 per week. Anyone ever heard that? Anyone ever said that? Pop it in the chat for me. Let me know. I think Justin and I might have had a conversation with his Melbourne property recently where we're looking at rents there. So he might be one, might help me out. But that's, for me, team, that's something really common in the last 12 to 18 months that I'm finding, chatting with a lot of clients who are potentially under-renting their properties despite low supply, high demand, significant inquiry coming through. Getting a couple of yeses in the chat. Awesome. I think, you know, I've looked at our team and leasing numbers. Like for the month of February, it's 3,500 tenant inquiries. Right, 3,500 tenant inquiries. We lease 47 properties. Right, you can do the math on average. And yeah, Gemma says it happens quite often. And this is my little rant. It's really annoying, right? You start to think what's sort of going on in those campaigns. So we want to try and unpack that a little bit today, because I think there's a few things you can do. Number one, obviously, we want to check the research and make sure we know what we're looking at when it's going to be. Because $85 a week, team, that's almost $4,500 gross back in your pocket over the next 12 months. And I've certainly seen, meeting a lot of the clients, inside and outside the group, that this continues to happen. It was only yesterday someone had posted and said, hey, my property manager's telling me to put it up $10 because I've got a good tenant. Is that real? Is that the property manager keeping you safe and making you wealthy? Some would argue that perhaps not. Right. So what are we going to do, team? What are we going to do? It's the biggest thing right now that I see between the investor, the owner of the property, and property management teams not being kept safe and maximizing that revenue, particularly through the rents in a marketplace where we've seen the lowest vacancy rates ever, and we've seen significant sort of increases coming up, which is awesome. Chris in the chat says with Spotswood, I don't know if that was me or you, Warren, trying to click that. Potentially you. With Spotswood coming up soon, wondering if there's a good one to furnish. Is it worth the investment? Yeah, Chris, look, it's a great question. I think, you know, it's certainly a strategy to use when we're talking about maximizing rents. I guess obviously the example today is unfurnished properties, and we're trying to work out, hey, well, you know, is it the marketing campaign? Is it something else? And yeah, I think, you know, potentially with furnishing properties, there's certainly some evidence, and we might pick out that topic over the next few weeks, because I think, you know, it's certainly probably one of four or five strategies that, you know, we sort of have and that we speak about with a lot of clients, Chris, in terms of how do we maximize rent. So in the example today, team, it's happening a lot more than we think, as Gemma alluded to. I think I want to be very clear and get the message out there that, look, team, vacancy rates all-time low, 16, 17-year low. Market in most places is performing really well, and the tenant inquiry is really high. So if you're leasing a property at the moment, if you're about to go through a lease expiry or rent negotiation, be very confident in where you stand. But what you really want to avoid, team, is obviously leasing your property, in the example today, at $615 per week, when in reality it should be getting that high sixes, if not $700. And the reality is, you know, missing out on $50 to $80 per week is obviously got a significant impact on your cash flow for the next 12 months. In most states, right, you know, Queensland's moved to this as well, you can only increase or review your rent every 12 months. Right, so knowing the platform and the framework in regards to rent reviews, us as landlords, we've got to take action and we've got to put something in place. So what I would say, team, is if you haven't received that 10, 20% plus growth in the last 12 months in particular, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't had a conversation with your property management team, if you don't feel you're being kept safe and it's making you wealthy, then perhaps, you know, there's a conversation that needs to be had. So my message for, you know, our first Wealth Coffee chat today, and hopefully you still got your coffee there, certainly got mine, you know, what we want to be doing is picking up the phone today, taking action, organizing a meeting with our property management team, and, you know, gaining an insight to what they see in the marketplace, you know, gaining some evidence, right? Gaining some evidence, get some things in the marketplace that you can tangibly see leasing at a particular figure to then determine where you need to go. Because I can tell you, team, if we're not on top of this stuff, and a lot of investors I talk to around the country are not always on top of this stuff, it can cost you, you know, upwards in this case, $5,000 per year. But I've seen much more significant cases throughout, you know, particularly the last 12 or so months. So, team, that's what I want to get across this morning. If you haven't had a rent review done recently, find out when their next one is. Call your property manager today. Perhaps we will unpack the keep you safe, make you wealthy a little bit further. But today, obviously, it's in relation to rents. I think it's absolutely critical. Tim says, it's hard sometimes to increase rent when the market can fluctuate literally week to week. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim. Absolutely right. And there's probably a reason, you know, across the country we can only increase rents every 12 months now. You know, obviously, if you're in the short stay market, it might be a little bit different. But essentially, I think, Tim, there is a strategy around that and how we can execute a rent review negotiation / lease renewal situation. It's a great question. I think we need to make, you know, informed decisions to get the best outcomes, and to make those informed decisions, I think, you know, having that at a minimum, you know, annual meeting with our property manager 2 to 3 months out from that lease expiry to understand where we sit in the marketplace, where is the opportunity, and then how far we can obviously increase it, because we still want to be sensible about this, team. It's not about increasing it over the market or losing a tenant and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, we want to be quite smart about how we do this. But yeah, it's I might write that one down, Tim, and we can maybe unpack next Wednesday as well. And then always, as he says here as well, Tim, always depends on the demand at a particular time. It absolutely does. And I think, you know, again, to make that critical decision on how far I'm going to push the rents, you know, it's just understanding where we sit in that marketplace, because obviously, you know, we might say, yep, capital cities, 10% growth last 12 months, but obviously there's other markets within those markets, which is super cool to understand. So, team, if you haven't seen some rent growth in the last 12 to 24 months, I'd really encourage you, contact your property manager today. Don't wait. Don't sit on it. No good sitting on it. Get a meeting booked in, have a conversation about it. And all I can say is, look, if you haven't sort of executed something out of that and you're not feeling safe, you're not feeling like you're maximizing your rent, then, you know, it's all about finding another property manager, I suppose, in the marketplace that can keep you safe and make you wealthy, team. So, hey, listen, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you, everyone, for jumping on and being patient with me this morning as I navigate my way through this tech. You know, what we want to do is just a bit of a reminder, property management, it's all about keeping you safe, making you wealthy. Thanks, team.